Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. It's me, MC, your spiritual life coach, poet, and national speaker. And today's topic is one that we have received a lot of great feedback on social media. I think a lot of people are interested in the psychology behind their choices, and even more specifically, what it's like to live with clarity of mind, right? What it's like to accomplish goals with clarity of mind, right? To actually be able to see those goals accomplished. What it's like to navigate from day to day, making choices and decisions with clarity of mind. It's completely life-changing. And I can say for sure that my life without clarity and my life with clarity is just completely different. So I'm excited to share these tips with you. And this is going to be really great for busy professionals, for parents, and for those who are in a relationship, whether you are in a marriage or dating. So I'm excited to touch in on those three areas as we talk about clarity and why it's important for you to have clarity in your life today if you're going to reach the goals that you say you want to reach in 2020. So without further ado, as always, let's get this thing started off right. Can we get some snaps, some little bit of snaps there? Let's get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word.
Bring me joy. Bring me joy. Bring me love. Bring me love. Bring me peace. Bring me peace. Bring me life. Bring me life. Bring me grace. Bring me grace. Bring me forgiveness. Bring me forgiveness. Bring me hope. Bring me hope. Bring me freedom. Bring me freedom. I am love. I am love. I am light. I am light. I am free. I am free. I am hope, I am hope, I am joy, I am joy. I am love, I am love. I believe, I am belief. Give me joy, I am joy. Give me peace, I am peace. Give me freedom, I am free. Give me love. I am love, love.
Thank you for allowing me to share that with you. So I'm just going to hop right into this clarity content. And majority of the quotes today are posted on my Instagram profile over at MC_writes. That's MC_WRITES. So let's dive in. Clarity of mind. One of the quotes that I want to share with you is really, really specific and hits home for a lot of people. And it says this: what if I told you that the consistent struggle of eating healthy and losing weight is connected to the clarity of your mind? What if I told you that the consistent struggle of eating healthy and losing weight is connected to the clarity of your mind? So that's a quote that I put together to just really get some inspirational thought going around it. And some people reached out kind of saying, you know, they hadn't really looked at it that way and it was food for thought for them. And I want to ask this question to you, those of you who really come into the healing room for that mental clarity, is what if I told you that the consistent struggle of not reaching your goals or feeling a lack of progression in your life is connected to the clarity of your mind? Interesting, right? I mean, how could it not be? Let me just share an example with you. And I kind of want you to let yourself off the hook for a second, because think about it this way. If you knew for a fact that there was a certain investment people were making, let's just say, for example, in the stock market, that was increasing investors' income by 10% monthly, would you want to be a part of that? Of course you would. I would. Same thing goes for your goals in your life, whether it's for your physical body or it's for your mind, which is also a part of that body. There are so many choices today offered through social media, offered through universities, offered through friends, colleagues, family members, partners, spouses, and all of that stuff. There's so many things that are offered that a lot of times we find ease in a state of confusion. And that is one of the key indicators. That is one of the key roadblocks to moving forward. Now, I want to break this down in when it comes to relationships, when it comes to professionals, and when it comes to parents, okay? Because our world has become very busy, we have technology, we have social media, we have television, right? We have live TV, then we have non-live TV, the Netflix and the Hulu, right? Then we have our reality shows, and those can be, you know, watched many times on YouTube. So then there's so many different things. And then when you add in your responsibilities to your spouse, to your child, or to your supervisor, when you connect those two, it's easy to create an entire wall between you and your goal, between you and your heart's dream and passion, between you and your heart's desire. And so as we take this discussion a little bit deeper, I want you to be okay with pulling back the layers and really going there with me. And I want to take a second for us to do our healing pledge so that we know this is a safe place for us to go and do this deep work that we're about to do. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not being critical of myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. And thanks for saying that with me. Let's go deeper. Let me ask you a question. What's one part in your life where you know for sure has taken up too much of your time? I want you to know that you're in a safe place. There's no one around you. There's no one who's going to judge you, throw stones at you, or throw tomatoes in your face. It's just you and me, and you're in a safe place. So it's just you and me. No one here is to judge you. What is the one thing in your life that is taking up too much of your time? And it's okay for you to say how you really feel. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a loved one. Maybe it's that job that you prayed so desperately for that kind of has you worn out. Maybe it's someone who lives in your home. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's some part of you. What is it in your life that is taking up too much of your time? See, I want to share something with you. As someone who is a coach, people have grown to trust me and give me a certain level of credibility in this space. And I have people who reach out and say, oh man, they will just reach out to me, not through an advertisement, not through anything like that, but they'll just reach out to me personally and say, I know that I need to work with you and do a program with you. I have struggled with this. And I think to myself, how many times are you going to reach out to me knowing that you need something and then not taking action on it, right? It's one thing when someone's kind of knocking down your door and they're putting Facebook ads down your throat, but it's another thing for you to know that you need something, to go to the place that you need it, and then to constantly keep turning around. So this is what I want to offer you as you seek to reach that goal this 2020, and you seek to, you know, do whatever it is that your heart's passion or your heart's desire is to do, is to one, of course, do some clarity coaching with me. I think that's going to be extraordinarily valuable for your life. And that's not even a soft sell. I'm just being blunt. If you're here, this is probably something you need. But two, understanding that to get to clarity, you have got to silence a lot of this noise. And even more importantly, you have got to be honest with yourself. Sometimes in communication with people, I've said, the problem that you have right now, do you want to still have that same problem 15 years from now? Sometimes that's the question you have to ask yourself. Whatever it is you're struggling with right now, do you want to have that 15 years from now. Let me go deeper and share another quote with you. And I think it'll add context to what we're talking about and how many layers this really has. So this is another quote, and it says, "One way to regain clarity in your identity is to remember you existed before your job or your spouse or your child arrived in your life. So start taking care of that existence." Isn't that powerful? I wrote that one. I'm the author of that. And that's what this discussion is about. Honoring your existence. And by doing so, acknowledging that you need clarity. Not talking about starting that business anymore. Not groaning about that gut health issue that you're dealing with, right? But not taking any action. Not feeling like you're going around in circles, stressed every Tuesday, stressed every Wednesday, stressed every Thursday, wake up, do it again. Stressed every Tuesday, stressed every Wednesday, stressed every Thursday. Taking care of your existence matters. And many a times, if you were to not see your surroundings, your loved ones, your supervisor, your colleagues, the people you connect with, don't see them as roadblocks. Use all of that momentum, all of that energy, all of the different connections you have with these people to remind yourself why you need to say yes to you, why it's important to honor your existence, why it's important for you to say yes to you. When you honor your own existence, seeking clarity in mind for your current choices, whatever it is that you wish to accomplish this year, you're a better spouse, a better girlfriend, a better colleague, a better supervisor. You're better. But remember, even before you connected, even before any of these things arrived in your life, you were you. And this is a discussion to remind you to take care of you too. Let's take a breath together. So I'm going to go back to that first question. And as I ask you this question, I want you to consider all actions, thoughts, feelings. Feeling the feeling is an action. Activities in your house, activities on the road, activities at your occupation. I want you to think of everything, the breath in your body. Nothing is excluded. What is the one thing in your life that not only is taking up too much of your time, but is keeping you from being the best version of yourself? What is the one thing in your life that not only is taking up too much of your time, but is keeping you from being the best version of yourself? You see how this leads us into a deeper place of clarity, right? You see how truth will help guide you to clear a path for yourself once again. As I bring this discussion to a close, I want you to take 3 minutes and ask yourself that question over and over again. And once you answer it, I want you to consider if you dealt with that in a delicate, polite, and kind manner, and pushed it to the side a little bit so that you have a clear path for yourself. What is the one thing that you would focus on in that free space, in that time? And I want you to know it's okay to take that time and not focus on anything. It's okay to take that time and rest or sleep. It's okay to take that time and figure out what you want to spend time on. But once you answer that very specific question, and go back and rewind this if you need to hear me go through this again. But once you answer that question, I want you to put it away, and I want you to immediately focus all of your energy, all of your yes, all of your motivation, and your love on what it is that you would like to do. And the more you say yes to you and say yes to that, even as it evolves, the better you will be. And when you are better, we all are. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And I'm your coach. So reach out to me with your questions. I have a prayer request line on my website at mcwrites.com. And each one of you gets a free clarity call session where we find clarity together. So I look forward to seeing you, as always, right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. If it's okay, I would like to leave you with a poem. Let love flow and overflow. Let your joyful rain rain down into this temple. Let forgiveness live here, leading restoration and healing. Yahweh worshiping in a David-like praise. May I adorn my life with the better things, letting go of insecurities and being mindful that we are royalty. Let peace, peace be the blood that flows through our veins. May peace be the blood that flows through your veins. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.